What's up, Waves? Today's episode is brought to you by State Bags. State Bags makes beautiful, well-made, cool products. For every State Bag purchase, State Bags hand delivers a backpack packed with essentials for American children in need. State Bags is offering our listeners 15% off using the code POD at statebags.com. That is P-O-D, POD, for 15% off your next purchase at State Bags. State Bags, they've got your back. Beastars sucks.
Wait, what happened? Come on. That, you know that's one of my popular
episodes. No, because listen here.
And you just can't. You can't trash Beastars like that.
He was done dirty by that little fuck bunny.
And by who?
Yeah, we're going.
All right, we're not going to call her a fuck bunny, call her first fuck. Of all. She is an upstanding.
Does she have sex with random animals? She only... Yes or no?
Okay, look, I can't hope that she feels so vulnerable
so
and she has to sleep with other animals every other day. Okay, that's just
now you're being racist. All
right. Oh shit! Wait. Let's roll that back. Production team, I want you to cut everything out.
I'm
talking about Haru. Shut up. Look. Beastars, and the thing is, the Beastars manga is actually ending.
Yo, wait, Beastars manga?
I think it's got like a few chapters. It's about like three chapters left.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's gonna be ending soon.
Yo.
No. What are you talking about? Thank God.
Spoiler.
I was literally.
But like, have
this year
shit.
Alone. Alright, go ahead.
Have a kiss shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yes.
Yes.
They kiss. Do we see?
No,
it?
No, you don't.
Or is it implied?
Yo, this is it's literally
though.
Like quote unquote blue balling. I hate. Don't be.
But
weird.
With animals. Oh, it's true. Okay. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Talking about Beastars is not weird enough.
Listen,
you're like, oh, Chris.
I've got a thing with animes that blue ball you. Like, you... Yeah, there is, bro.
Okay. You say that like there's a long
like,
list of them.
Like, for example, like, the whole, like okay. I literally just finished Toradora, okay? Don't ask why I only just finished Toradora, but the ending, I felt blue ball.
A little late, but...
Because I was like, really? That's the ending? They get back together again?
But people... Look, and the thing is, since we're not getting, 2021 is going to be the year of coming back anime. So many animes are coming back 2020. We got Hetalia, you got Bleach, you got fucking Beyblade is coming back. A lot of animes are coming back. Toradora, unfortunately, is it. So you're going to have to stick with that anime one way
we
or
talked
another.
About this. We could have literally had it that, what was her name,
yeah.
Taiga? Taiga didn't come back, okay?
Tiger,
and then they had another season where they've graduated school. Ryuji? It's Ryuji, right? Ryuji, literally.
Ryuji,
it could have been his story
yeah.
of trying to find Taiga, but also having to deal with adult life. So it's relatable, but then it still continues the story. Do you understand me, bro?
I feel like they really wanted to just wrap it up with Ryuji and Taiga on similar levels, like on the same level, like where Ryuji wasn't just like this punching bag anymore, and Taiga kind of saw him as an equal. And I feel like they just wanted to just keep that. I will say I don't like the fact like her character development and. Going back into like
yeah, because the only
going back
is
home
that
and
never
get
to see her proper character development.
I do. Yeah, that part is actually kind of that's the one.
Yeah,
and
even
part
like
I'll give it
in
to,
like Toradora and everything,
for the
you
show.
Don't see much character development. Like what was her name?
No,
the one
no.
that Ryuji liked. What was her name? No, it wasn't blue hair. That was one with the blue hair. Ryuji. The one that Ryuji liked right at the beginning.
Oh.
What was her name? Hold on.
I'm trying to think.
Let me just ask our Lord and Savior Google. We love Google.
Yes. This show would not be here.
But yeah, like, about her, like, she didn't have much. I feel like she was, like, up in the ranks of characters. But then she slowly went down, like, the gang came up with her. That's what it felt like to me. What was her name?
I was saying, well, why do you feel like that?
She was this really upbeat character, and she was happy, and she was very positive. And then, like, it wasn't as if she gradually became, like, kind of doubtful of herself. It was just like, boom, yeah, she's not happy now. It was just like, whoa, okay, like, what happened? Why was she happy one episode?
That is a big
shift.
Episode,
she was
that is
totally
a big
different.
Shift.
So, like, yeah.
That does remind me, because there's
like,
what, 24
made, like,
episodes, they could
have spaced
that out.
Realizing things and like, slowly figuring it out. But they didn't. And the character development for the Specky guy, the one that's voiced by Johnny Youngbush,
the god.
His character became irrelevant very early on in the anime.
That's the second thing I'll agree with you on with this show. I always say, like, if you could take a character from a show and the plot can still keep going without any, you're not missing it. Yeah, that character isn't missed. You really didn't need the character in the show.
Nope.
I don't want to harp. What are you talking? No, that was me clearing my throat. That's all it was. Look, and I don't want to bash, because there's a lot of people that this show is actually in a lot of people's top tens, top five, just of all time, and just one of their favorite. Like, I guess you call it a romantic comedy,
like,
kind of show. But oh no, it's not for me. I'm not speaking for myself. Josh,
don't get me wrong. I was excited
not
to start it. Because I heard so much hype about it, and I saw like photos of the characters and everything. I was like, yo, this looks like a really, really good show. And then I watched it, and I feel like the quote-unquote verse let me down. Because it built up to be this really, really big show, and then kind of nothing. Like, even with the model that came into it, See if the model never came in, the story would never change. Like, see if the model
nothing
and the
would
Specky
change.
Guy
nothing
wasn't
would
in
change.
It, the story wouldn't change.
What the show would be? Yeah, it wouldn't. But the thing is,
I've got nothing against
it. It's not like I hate those characters. I just don't
really
see
irrelevant.
Any reason
like,
for them to be
involved.
Yeah. I think what a lot of people do like shows is that they get emotionally invested into the overall plot. And I feel like I was at, there's some episodes where I do feel like I do feel emotionally invested. Maybe not a few, I feel like a lot of the episodes I feel that way, but and I think people who a lot of watch, because it's what, 24 episodes?
Well,
it's a really bingeable
series,
to be honest.
I finished it in like 2 days.
That's not bad. That's
right,
not
at the start, like, it really like tied me in. And it really, like, I was really infused into the story. I was like, yeah, this is actually really, really, like, really built. I think it was after, let me think, like, spoiler alert, everyone, but, like, the Christmas.
Okay, yeah.
When,
say,
like, the whole
please.
Christmas party was getting built up. I feel like that's when it started to kind of falter.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, this doesn't feel like I'm getting glued in anymore. Like, the story's going nowhere. Like, it was predictable up to that point.
That's true.
It was very predictable. You could tell what was going to happen.
It was. I mean, which episode did you get hooked on? I think it took. I think it was like the second episode.
Probably. Oh god, now I need to think. Hold on, let me pull up our other Lord and Savior Netflix. And I'll figure out what one like it is.
I think it was the episode. I got hooked into it pretty early.
I won't lie about that. I got hooked into Torador very quickly. Just because it was, I don't know, I'm a sucker for like high school things. Just purely because I never really had a high school, because I'm not American. So, spoiler alert, I'm not American.
Spoiler.
if
you didn't already know.
God, where is Torador? Imagine Torador got taken down because of my reviews. Alright, she's seen it.
Yeah, I was gonna say you watched it and they were like, alright, oh, she's seen it. Take it off.
So probably, I think it was like episode 3 I got hooked into it.
Okay.
Like when Minori.
That's still really
it's Minori, by the way. The pink haired one. No, that was the pink haired one. The one
Minori, was that the blue haired?
I think it was pink haired. She had.
Pink haired one?
Okay. But the one where her and Ryuji were locked in the storage cupboard. Like, so that one kind of like tied in.
Yes. Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about. That's the one. I think another reason why I really enjoyed it was the music, to be honest. I don't think it gets a lot of credit for its music. There were some scenes where like the soundtrack really, and look, this rarely happens, but you know how some scenes will trigger some goosebumps in you? And there were some scenes that were like this, where and this is rare for me, especially for this type of genre of anime for me. Of the rom-com kind of thing. And the characters' interactions are all... That's another strong point.
Oh, yeah.
I love how the characters feel really realistic. They feel almost...
Like, I'll give it that. Genuine, like, that's probably genuine. One of the high points of it. The characters were relatable and they were realistic. Like, they could be someone you see in a high school. Like, I could see them in a high school. I could see them as the person beside me sitting in the class. Like... Yeah, very relatable. They're very realistic.
Very relatable. Very relatable.
Like, unlike other, like, I feel like other high school animes sometimes are a little bit more like, that person's not really realistic. Like, that person wouldn't be a real person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there wasn't really any, like, super character like, that acts too good or too cool for school kind of thing. It was... None of that annoying character that's
also
too snobby
like,
or too
where people
stuck
you
up.
Can, like, for example, it's people that I have seen when I was in, we call it secondary school. It's people... It's Scottish. Okay, sorry, guys. But...
Yeah, make that disclaimer.
There are people that I have seen in my secondary school or in my high school that are like these characters. I've seen the person that looks intimidating. I've seen the person that acts intimidating. I've seen the goody-two-shoes one that's class president. I've seen the person that's two-faced. They're all relatable characters. So I'll give it its dues there. But I'm still not a fan of Bane. And that's probably why it will never be in my top 10.
I was going to say, maybe down the line. Do you
Down
ever see yourself
line,
liking the ending?
I don't know. Just purely because I felt really quote-unquote cheated. Because I generally thought, oh, okay, like, she's not going to come back, so then there's going to be another season where Ryuji is going to travel and find her. And then that would give, like, the thing where we're, like, we get to meet her, like, family and her kind of background more. So I probably won't ever like the ending of
that's another, and at least one thing. What, like, I guess you kind of answered it already, but you would rewatch the show if you would want to. Like, you wouldn't.
I had to rewatch, so I would
be upset because if you had to rewatch the show.
It was a funny show. It was very funny, and I did laugh at it quite a lot. So, yeah, I probably would rewatch it, but I probably wouldn't rewatch the last episode. Okay.
As you just, it's not canon in your head.
I don't watch the last episode, or I don't watch the last couple of episodes. Because I'm like, if I don't rewatch it, it never happens.
No.
I'm a rule breaker. I'm worldwide bold. I'm a fucking rule breaker.
She's already
sliding in the glass. I'm getting cold.
Hey, chill out. Look. If there's one rule, take your button. Take your finger off that shit right now. In this house, we watch it from the beginning to the end, no matter what. Doesn't matter. The anime could be. It could be anything. But I'm trying to think of other shows like Toradora that I liked. Because I feel like shows of this genre, of this ilk, it's not like it's new. You know what I mean? Hey, hello? Hello? Can't hear anything now. Can you hear me?
No pressure.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Oof. Back. It's Bone. It's C-Dumb. Back at it again. With another week, guys.
My mom has
wanted
me to taste food because, isn't just a co-host, presenter. He's actually a chef.
Now we can have our Weebcast Cook or Weeb's Cook edition on YouTube. I'm just gonna sit back and I'll let you do the main show.
I'll
hold the camera. I'll hold the camera and I'll hand you stuff.
I don't get paid enough.
Will I be touching?
Where's my $3 for my state bags? Hello, I want my sponsorship now.
Hello.
So, Netflix, please sponsor me.
You just hear the mic just crash.
Not C-Dubs. Just me.
Bro, I would... Please not.
Worldway Bull.
I second it.
I'll send you...
Worldwide Bull and C-Dub, please. Look, I use. No. You can't bribe.
Hook me up, and I'll hook you up.
That's not allowed. That's not allowed. No. If anything, please support. Please.
Hey, yo.
I don't want to look.
Yo. Listen, anyway.
Funimation? Maybe? Please?
So Bleach, by the way.
Where was it?
I am not excited.
Yes. Coming back next year, so I am excited. So there we go.
I'm gonna get kicked off of the show before we even start.
Already. Yeah.
Okay, hear me out. Okay.
How can you? The thing is,
for all you people that have not finished Bleach, go finish it and then come back to us, okay? Okay, so this will have spoilers.
I'll be here all day.
But the ending of the manga, very rushed, and we know this. And we know why. We know why. Kibo's health was lingering.
Oh, we know that.
We all know why. So I'm worried that they're going to do the anime the exact same as the manga. And they're going to rush the ending again. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to go through another filler arc on the anime. Because those filler arcs, bro.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's only, how many filler arcs were there? Three, right? Trash. Two or three? Yeah, the Bound one. That was the first filler arc, right? We don't really care about vampires and Bleach. We really didn't
either. The only good thing that came out of the Bound arc? Yeah.
Was that one mechanical doll, right? You remember the one with, yeah.
That and Jin.
The black, it was like the spider.
Only reason why.
Oh, that and Jin, yeah. Okay, so the thing is.
Okay.
I have a soft spot for him, actually.
The only reason why I like Jin is because
I didn't think he was smart, but he looked pretty cool.
By Troy Baker. And if you guys don't know, Bo loves Troy Baker. Yeah. Troy Baker, if you're listening to this now, please.
Stop. This isn't the time. This is not the time. No. Stop it. Troy. No, stop.
Troy.
You're listening to the show, please. Thanks for listening in the first place.
We'll get you a nice cup of coffee.
if you want, please.
You like cigarettes, don't you? You drink, right? Whiskey? Yeah. No worries.
Right? You drink, right? You drink scotch, right?
Listen. If I ever got to interview Troy Baker, let me tell you a story about the one time I ever met Troy Baker.
I was
at Glasgow Comic Con.
Oh god, I'm sitting down. Let me sit tight.
And Troy Baker was there as a you know, one of those people. So him
he was one of the people
Nolan
there.
North,
yeah, okay.
Were beside each other for a meet and greet. So, man, I'm not gonna lie, love awesome. Nolan North as well. I mean, Deadpool, come on, guys. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do
can't
it.
Beat that. Can't
I'm gonna
that.
Meet Troy Baker. I've known Troy Baker, well, not personally, but I've known about Troy Baker for legit years.
Yeah, I was like, good to add.
I've watched panels on YouTube with him on them. Watch shows that he is in specifically for him because I just love his voice. No, like, not like, wow, you really gonna call me a nerd?
No, I said, Neuros.
Guys, I'm getting held hostage to do these podcasts, so
no, she's not. All right, she's her hands are unbounded, they're free. She can move and eat and do whatever she wants. I promise you.
Every hour?
No. Okay, breaks are every hour.
Okay, so, anyway. So, I went and I didn't have enough money. okay, to meet Troy Baker. So I was like, shit, okay, what am I going to do here? So I phoned my brother, who was also at the cons.
Problem one.
And when me and my brother go to cons, we split up and we just kind of wander around by ourselves, and then we meet up for food and then we split up again. So I was like, fuck, I need to get a hold of my brother.
Yeah, good
point.
So I
told my brother and I'm like, hey, yo, you got money on you? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, cool, come meet me at the meet and greet. So waddles over my brother and I got the money and I was like, fuck, this is actually gonna happen. I'm gonna meet Troy Baker. I'm going to ask, I have so many questions for him. I have so many
things I want to ask him.
I want to just, I want to have an intellectual conversation with him. Yeah, but I'm not a fangirl, okay?
Like most fangirls want to, right?
See, I'm just an intellectual looks up to Troy Baker. So, I wait in line.
Oh,
it's my turn next.
I like that.
He's right there. Nolan North is sitting to his right. My right, his left. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, holy shit. I'm literally breathing the same air as Troy Baker and Nolan North. So finally, I get up to the table. I give my money over, and there's Troy Baker, and he goes, hi! And I'm ready to give all, I'm ready for this intellectual conversation. And I start crying. I start weeping in front of Troy Baker. Physically weeping. Like, full on, like, tears sobbing. And I'm looking at him and I'm like, I can't stop this. This is the worst experience of my life. I am literally crying in front of the person that I've looked up to for years. And then, to just make matters worse, Nolan North turns and looks me in the eyes and then looks away again with such disappointment in his face. And I'm like, oh my God, this is it. So Troy Baker's asking me if I'm okay. I really wanted to say, yeah, this is just a very overwhelming thing for me because I've watched you for so long. That's not what came out my mouth. All what came out my mouth was, I love you.
What came out?
And then they gave me a high five, signed a photo, and left. Well, I walked away. And
always
keeps
me in
mind is I cried for a Troy Baker. And that's how people remember me.
I mean, and how many people can say that? Yeah, I was gonna say, how many people is Troy Baker gonna look back on and all these events he's been to? And before anyone said anything to him, some girl
horrible little girl that had shorts and a vest top on and flippers.
I was gonna say, did you have any any of
his characters? I just walked up to him and started weeping.
I was like, did you have any merch on?
So Troy Baker, if you're listening to this, please come on to the show and
like
let me interview you and formally apologize for my actions. I cannot promise my actions.
And maybe she won't cry.
If
right?
that happens.
Is that a promise?
I'll apologize. I'll just apologize. Just let me apologize. Just let me apologize.
Okay. That's good. As long as you... If you can at least do that and have questions for him, then it'll be successful. You know, just getting him on the same thing, hearing his voice, imagine. I think that's a success. That'd be a win regardless. How do we get to know? How do we
voice
get to
Jen and B?
How do we get to him again? Oh, that's right, because he voiced
Jen. I mean, you've got
Jen
obviously
voice,
yes.
Like, well,
he's
had a
lot
of voice actors, to be honest.
Obviously, he voices Vash, Ichigo, Kurosaki, that specky guy with the Toradora that we don't like.
You don't like.
I know.
That's not.
Well, talking about it, I can't think of.
I know there's one big one that I'm forgetting, and I'm going to be really up. I feel so bad.
Johnny and Bush.
Wait, who did?
Shane.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes. Of course. You think I forgot about that? I didn't forget that. But I know that the Eisen voice actor, because he did two characters.
We're not gonna talk
count them, two characters in Beastars.
We're not going to talk about Beastars.
Come on,
Beastars,
come on.
Is honestly kind of fine.
Please. I could tell.
Bullzone's out.
Once Beastars enters the conversation. Yeah,
I try everything in my
Yeah, you just start disintegrating. You're like, nope, not here.
Somewhere else.
No.
Fair, but a lot better.
That's good. He's to something. Okay, there's not many things better than fucking Beastars. Let's get that.
Okuno Pico.
Okay, well,
bro. As a disclaimer, guys.
Oh, now you're tripping. Now you're tripping.
Please. I do not control.
Send her, flood her shit with your best Boku no Pico pictures and videos, please. Content.
I do not.
I endorse this. And,
production
team, you can just cut out the audio right here, actually, please. I'm trying to think, I know someone else was pretty high. I don't know if it's the Rukia voice actor.
I don't actually know that much about Rukia voice actor because I don't like Rukia.
I tolerate Rukia. And that's what I think. I think that's the big difference with me and a lot of people who like Bleach. I can tolerate some characters. And Rukia is one of the characters I can...
With Rukia,
I don't have too big of a problem.
I just think... I don't know. There's just something about her that I'm like, I hate her. But if this person was I always look at anime characters
but
and I go,
what
like,
about
this
what
is
about
a real
her?
Person.
You know what I mean?
Could I stand a conversation with them? And with Rukia, I don't think I could. Just purely because she's so quote unquote stubborn.
I feel like if you be a little stubborn with her, maybe
I don't want to get
you'll get like into that Ichigo route, and you'll be able to just like joke. What's
have you been in the Bleach Verse?
What's wrong with the Ichigo route?
That's total lies.
No, not me. I would never visit
so,
that hellhole.
What's the Bleach Verse? The whole Ichigo Rukia thing. I think that's another reason why I like Rukia so much. We're doing this.
Are we doing this?
Rukia X Ichigo is not a thing. Stop trying to make it a thing, everyone.
No, it should be illegal. And I want everyone who likes that, lock them up. I will lock them up.
Yeah. Ichigo's very much alive, guys.
And Ichigo is, you know, the very
opposite. He's got, like, every single, like,
very much
alive. Inside him. He's still alive. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I was gonna say, he's, like, eight different things.
Shuri's a hollow. Shuri's a boy's alive. As well. Even Shuri's a fucking Fullbringer. He's still alive.
Can I play? Look, and disclaimer, you know, I do not endorse Rukia X Ichigo content, please. But I will play devil's advocate here and say that they could have gone down this route, and they set it up. It's been set up. We've had filler. We can count filler and canon stuff where they got along together really, really well. They slept in the same room. In that first arc, she slept in the closet or something, right? And he slept in the bed or something like that. they've seen each other naked.
Hold on.
And you know, in the anime, once you see each other naked, that's
the
done deal,
fuck
right?
Did they see each other naked?
What's that?
I think you've been watching a special thing at least.
I think they saw each other naked. It was canon, right? Let me just delete all this history real fast. Continue. You go ahead and talk
Crunchy
about
it. Crunchyroll, if you're right there.
I'm just going to... I'm just going to take that. Oh, but what was I saying? They slept in the same room. They fought together. Once she gave him powers, or helped, you know, gave him powers. Twice. Count them twice. What else can I list? If they got together at the end, would anybody be surprised? Yeah. Let's say Orihime, God bless her soul. She's not dead. What the fuck am I talking about? But bless her heart. Let's say she didn't, if you take away most of her dialogue, so the, you know, Kurosaki-kun, you take that out. Take that out. We could, maybe she could have gotten together with maybe someone else, you know, maybe Chad.
Don't even say it, because I know exactly where you're
or the dreaded, and you're not gonna like me saying
that. Just don't
that.
Say it.
I don't want to say it.
It is Shida.
But I have to bring it up for people listening. Orihime and Uru are
listen,
another.
I understand.
Terrible shit, but.
They do. Like,
they also have. They also have some moments too, which is.
Orihime
really
got naked in front of
Uru,
and like,
you know.
First or second arc?
That's right. Yeah. I think it was the first because they were. I think it was when they were getting. They were trying to get outfits to sneak into Soul Society, right? Yeah.
But I will still stand by the shifts that ended.
Oh no, even if I did understand, I don't like it, but yeah.
I will stand by the shifts because they make the most sense to me.
Yeah, I was...
Genji Rukia made total sense to me because they've got that...
Which is rare for a lot of shows, you know?
So,
yeah, I mean, they grew up... They were
I
kids,
totally
they grew up
understand
together,
that.
So.
I don't get the whole...
I get that.
Like, shit happens, okay? Some things that happen in anime don't come out the way we want to do. Like, the whole thing, if I wanted to find out if Grimmjow, like, became something, like, where did he end up? But I never got that. Am I complaining about that? I mean,
I don't think you ever will. At least anime.
There's a lot of stuff that happened in the anime. That happened in the manga. It changed a lot of stuff. So, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, what are we gonna. We're definitely not. I don't think we're gonna get a direct
I just hope
anime.
They,
I don't think we're gonna get a direct
not
parallel.
Not change the ending. Because I didn't mind the ending. I just thought it was rushed. I just hope they tweak the ending.
Because, I mean, this was announced, what, early this year? I think people kind of knew it early 2020 that Bleach was going to be coming back at some point. So, they've been working on it for at least several months now, right? So, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that they've been working on this for the last, you know, year or whatever longer. And they just, you know, decided to announce it this year because... I would love if they just put in characters that we didn't get a lot of screen time for in the manga. You know, like you said, Grimmjow. Maybe the Visors. I don't know what they would do with them, but fuck it.
Stem Ritters? That's probably the one part I'm quite excited for.
Yeah.
Two parts I'm excited for.
I can't wait. Well, okay.
It's a toss-up.
I need to know what Stern Ritter are you most excited to see?
Master Masculine.
Of course. Oh, yeah. What was the other one? Look. Okay, Bazzard B, and I don't, this is not a little secret, and you know this as well. We know he's going to be the next big character in Bleach. When that dude gets animated, you'll see him everywhere, especially in the Bleach.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll see him
every. His gifts are going to be fucking Bleach, amazing. First of all,
Bleach Brave Souls. He met as a character in Bleach Brave Souls.
Yeah. That's right.
Like, it blew up fully.
That's right, yeah.
So, like, just imagine what it's going to be like when he's properly animated. Because in the Bleach Brave Souls, you do get an animated photo.
I do hope, and that's another thing with the Stern Ritters, we have to see, because in the manga, we really only see a few of the Stern Ritters more than a few chapters, you know what I mean? So the fights, I hope they, look, I usually like quick fights in anime, like, I don't want to spend too much time, but, but for, like, the Byakuya and that other Stern Ritter fight, the fear one, stretch that out for a few episodes, or Kangdu and Hitsugaya, stretch that out. Or, please, for the love of God, please give me this mask fight. I need at least 2 episodes. At least, please. Give me a crumb. Look, I'd be surprised if they give him more than one, to be honest, because... Oh, well, I guess he gets 2 fights. He gets the Kensei and Rose fight, and then the Renji fight.
We do know. I mean, what you talked about, that was me.
We know how you felt about Renji, so I'm not...
That wasn't me. No. Yeah, I did. If you want to listen to it, so go to Anchor.
Well, did you hear that episode? Have you ever listened to it?
I go to episode 16.
You did. Well,
of course I know.
Check it out. I'm surprised you know the exact episode.
Let's get wet.
And second of all, a little trivia. Do you know the title? See, this is why I picked both of the colors.
I am the logic of anime.
An historian. Of anime and especially Weebcast lore.
No, I'm the logic.
And I'm just the. Wait, that was my part. I'm supposed to be the logic of anime. What?
What the fuck do you think I am? I am not the reason.
It doesn't sound
cool
if I say
I literally slate animes on a basis.
Okay, and look, you slander it all the time. This is why you can't be the reason of anime. All right, you be the logic.
No, I'm just the logic.
And I'll be the reason. Most of the reason. Which I should say. You're just logic. You're just bringing logic. Well, you might have, well, not you, but if you heard that Let's Get Wet, you would know that my guest on that episode, well.
What's wrong with Renji?
Thinks a little too highly of Renji, so. Look, I'll say it again.
No,
Renji is a missed opportunity.
I'm pretty sure that's what.
And wait.
This bitch said I was biased, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you. This is only. Renji would have been a really amazing character.
Yeah, go ahead.
People just gave him a chance.
Could have.
But
we didn't.
Just cut
her
out right now.
But we didn't. And you know what? No.
Exactly. Rukia. Because
you know who took his captain spot? Who should have? What? Rukia. His wife. His future wife. Should have been his. Because he's technically. Like, he's strong as hell. Dude has an upgraded Bankai.
Basically, he has a two-speed.
It would have made story sense.
Really
story. I mean, it would have made sense story-wise.
Bankai, which is more than some captains.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
I was going to say, there's only a few captains that have two-stage. I mean, I guess Byakuya has a two-stage Bankai. You have. Does Shunsui count? He has different powers with that Bankai, but I don't know. But.
Speaking
you know, there's not very many characters in just
in
all of Bleach that can say that.
What is the best Bankai in Bleach?
Yes.
And you better be ready to argue.
Best Bankai. Obviously, there's no argument for this one. Because the best Bankai, or I'll say two answers, because I think when people hear Bankai, they want to hear which of the Shinigami. So I think the best, really best Bankai, I would have to say is
Byakuya. Guys, thanks for watching.
I think his Bankai is, not only does it look cool. No. Let me finish. Do you realize how versatile that is? Its petals is sharp as steel. You can use whatever, you can do whatever you want with that. But like I was gonna say, my boy, across the scaffold, I think the Full Brain, the leader of the Full Brains, has the best Bankai because we didn't get to see enough of it. And I wanted to see more hollow shit, all right? It's not fair. Ichigo got his Bankai upgraded. Got to see his hollow form, his hollow inside. I didn't get to see no inner Ginjo. I didn't get to see none of that shit.
Let me tell you how
I think it would have been dope. So, that's my answer.
First of all, the best Bankai in Bleach.
At what point? Where was I wrong?
Brought to you by Worldwide Bowl.
Yeah.
Kisuke Urahara. With Benihime.
Oh my god, here we go.
You cannot tell me that. No, not because it looks cool. Think about
and
it
why?
Like this.
Why? Because it looks cool?
Byakuya and Kisuke are in a fight. Byakuya releases his Bankai, his little petals,
yeah,
and cuts Kisuke off. All that Kisuke has to do is do his Bankai, and then he's all stitched up.
Yeah. Alright, look, well then look, Byakuya just have to put him down in
or,
one move then maybe, you know what I mean?
If Kisuke really
just can't take
Bankai
him easy,
first,
can't take him lightly.
He can stop Byakuya like that.
Kisuke's a very, very smart guy. His broken ass.
And let's be honest, he's probably one of the most smartest characters in Bleach.
Okay.
If we look at it like that way, Kisuke is one of the smartest characters in Bleach. Because, and I quote, he says in the manga, "I do not want to be caught with my pants down." So he has a plan for everything. Listen, you never said I couldn't bring out facts.
So now you're bringing out facts now. You got
evidence.
As I
said, the logic of anime.
I will not be caught with my pants down. Don't say that like as if you just made
yes
a stellar
no
argument. No.
Yes or no, C-Dub. So...
Okay, I'm not disagreeing that happened, all right?
He plans everything.
Yes.
Every type of result. Yes.
Does he have a plan for when the Hulk of the Soul Society comes at him with his Bankai? And when I mean the Hulk of Soul Society, I'm talking about the boy, the man himself, the myth, the man, the legend.
I have seen his Bankai, actually.
Kenpachi.
Still, at the same time, if Kisuke releases
his
Bankai first, he can stop him.
You think? What do you think? This man, Kenpachi, defeated an illusion of himself.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I 100% think
you think
Kisuke
got a little plan for fighting himself?
Every scenario.
No, I don't
because
think
because he
so
says that in the manga, see, though. He says that in the manga, bro.
It doesn't look. A lot of things.
Kisuke has a plan for everything.
A lot of things get said. Okay, he's not Batman with a contingency plan for these Gotei 13. Look, all right. First of all, you catch him slacking. We gotta catch him lacking. Subvert his expectations, and then you can get a good shot on him. Okay, look. Kenpachi pulls out that Bankai. Man's going berserk. First of all, you ain't gonna be able to see him. By the time
you make him stop,
suspect
anything, freeze in the spot. Buffy stitches.
Urahara is going to be looking at himself. Okay, well, now that you say freeze, it'd be unfair to talk about another, to leave out a Bankai.
You know, by the man,
the young boy, Toshiro.
What one of
It's, I mean, I'm, if I'm gonna have to go with brokenness, I'm gonna have to go with adult Toshiro Bankai, where he just freezes anything he doesn't have to hit you with the sword. He just freezes it. He just freezes everything in his path.
OTP.
Yeah.
Not OTP. It's OP, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
OP.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not.
I mean, unless you. You want to pair with his Bankai, but Himari.
Oh, Hyorimaru?
Well, no, I'm talking about his Bankai. You've seen his Bankai spirit, right?
That's
what I thought. Yeah. He looks all right. He looks pretty cool.
Okay,
He's not my favorite.
What's your favorite Zanpakuto? In the whole verse. So that includes like Espada as well.
You know what? I really like. Oh, okay. Even if you include everyone, I still like Aizen's Zanpakuto. I think the most. It would have to be Aizen's or Shunsui. One of those two. And I'm kind of leaning. Shinsui's because I like the dual blades, so you kind of get the two spirit kind of things. I really like that. I think that's probably my favorite Zanpakuto. And because look, the Shikai, I just like how he just turns one sword into two swords, just starts whipping around wind and shit. It's cool. I like it. Kazushimi though,
he's quite cool.
Hisagi's Zanpakuto is up there too. I don't want to forget about him.
Kazushimi wants to kill Usagi. Like the... Are we going to forget about that point?
What's up?
Because he doesn't like Usagi.
That's right. He does want to do that. Fuck. He doesn't like. Yeah. Well, because Usagi doesn't like him.
That's very true.
He's like these blades that reap. And, like, this man hates his own Zanpakuto. He's afraid of his own. Like, I don't want to. That's the only downside to his character. Yeah. Like, you got into the... You're a Shinigami, dude. Come on.
Well,
this would be the wrong business to get into.
It's not like the best one. Anyway, but I probably have, like, top three.
Yeah,
I have
a
top three for something.
Even if it doesn't have a Bankai.
Well...
Which one?
Obviously, I think probably number one would probably
be... Oh, I need to hear it.
And... I mean, I've explained why I like Denihime so much.
Okay.
Number two is probably Zanpakuto. Just because of how powerful it is.
Yeah.
Come on. He put the illusion on Yuash. Like, God knows how long Yuash was in that illusion.
Isn't that crazy, though?
It never said how long he was in the illusion.
It never did. And there's been some theories about that, too. Like, ever since that chapter dropped. Ever since that.
Aizen is a very, very
we saw that. People still theorize about that.
And then number three, of course, I'm going to say it, Pantera. Even it's not even, like, powerful-wise, Pantera. Yeah, I just love the name, Pantera. It's pretty.
She's like, I think Bo likes the aesthetic. Like, the aesthetic of it.
Like, when you think about, like,
nice.
All the other names of Zanpakuto, like Zangetsu, Benihime, that you just get Pantera.
Yeah. Pantera. Step away from the mic, please. I don't need to hear.
But I generally think that
fucking,
that's probably my top three.
He's on Pactel on my ear right now.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's a
we're
really
not
good
talking about my love for the Espada arc.
I'm glad you threw in an Espada
arc. Oh no,
in there.
The Espada arc was beyond my favorite arc.
I don't think you'd be. You're definitely not.
Really, because it was probably.
I feel like it's definitely the favorite. It's one of the favorite arcs. Yeah, for sure.
Like, see after Aizen was defeated, Bleach could have ended.
I think
Kubo
really wanted it. He did a lot with the Espada.
I'm wrong there. Bleach could have. Yeah. It could have ended. And
oh, after the Aizen fight?
I think that's why it was such a good arc.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's back to normal.
Because we had like Ichigo losing it, like he lost his Shinigami powers, you know, he was no longer a substitute. Yeah, he was back to square one. So, full circle.
Yeah, I can see it. There's a lot of character development in Spider Arc. You introduce new characters, but then you also. Those characters, actually, you never like, what happened to those characters? Like, oh, what happened to that?
Yeah, you actually bring up a good point. Like, name an arc. There's not a lot of arcs that you can name in any show, really. Especially with the Battle Shonen. Where, like, they've added multiple. Like, there's a lot of new characters we see in the once the Espada show up. Tons of characters show up. Minor, major ones. And all of them are kind of likable. Like, it's not a lot of bad ones. Like, even the Fraction. There's some really cool Fraction ones as well. I gotta give some props to Kubo on that. And I always give. I mean, I think I said it on the show before. I think Kubo's character designs are some of my favorites. He can make a minor character look amazing.
Doesn't matter if you're a minor character or even just a fucking back character.
Hell no.
And he makes
Yeah. And that's what makes it just makes me sad what other content we could have seen if the Quincy War was fleshed out.
I will admit though, like, I don't think that he does recycle characters a lot. Well, the starter is Grimdo. The character Grimdo.
Which character?
You have Zombie Powder.
Yeah.
The main character of Zombie Powder. His hairstyle is the heartbeat is longer. Then you have that guy from Zombie Powder. Then you have Grimdo.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's literally the same.
Then when you move on, you get Burn the Witch, and you have the character who's literally Grimdo. And then, you know what? We're just gonna give him a blue highlight.
Can we do a dark haired Grimdo? Yeah, let's do it.
Just pinpoint it right away. You know what we're going to make?
Yeah, let's
eye
say,
color
let's,
blue as well.
Just a wink, wink, and a nudge to that.
Yeah, like he doesn't try. And
yeah, I was trying to think about it.
When you look at Burn the Witch manga, there's literally a panel of Bruno that is the exact same as Grimmjo panel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. His knee up. Not even the character Grimmjo, just the design of him. I feel like that's probably like his like comfort design. I may be totally wrong, but that's what I think.
Interesting. You know what?
No,
know, I've never heard that. I've never heard of that. But it would make it makes a lot of sense.
Because we've seen that design so much throughout his creations.
That's right, because we have talked off air about another certain series on Kubo.
Yes. Okay.
Which people Zombie still need to get on. And that was a zombie guy.
Honestly, I love the I don't think it would have been a good story if it got.
Oh, I think so. I think it would have been like a before, it would have been the Soul Eater before Soul Eater, to be honest.
Soul Eater come out after Zombie Powder?
I'm pretty positive. I don't want to be, they're going to hate me for this.
Let me ask,
I feel like I have a strong feeling Soul Eater came out after Zombie Powder. I want to be.
The production team's actually.
Yeah, ask the production team. I mean, Google. It's just the guys. Google, hurry. It's five of them.
Zombie Powder came out.
It's going to be funny when they like came out the same year or something like that.
February 2000.
It was definitely in the 90s though, right?
So yeah, Soul Eater was out well after Zombie Powder.
And then it definitely would have been a Soul Eater type before Soul Eater for sure, yeah.
Jesus Christ, I can't type.
I kind of want to guess it.
You are.
I'll say.
Quite old.
I'll say 2005.
For this. It was the first episode aired 7th of 2008. So the manga was probably named.
2008? I didn't think
so. Yes. The manga was 2003.
That's kind of crazy.
2003. So. It was like, what?
4 years after? Wow.
So.
A 4 year difference. Mm-hmm. And that, which is probably not that long of a difference because, you know, while Zombie Powder was in publication.
And I think the
main reason
why Zombie Powder was because Bleach was doing so well. I think that was the reason. Don't quote me on that. But.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So
I mean, it makes sense because like you said, Bleach started literally right after.
So we also wanted to focus on Bleach, which I don't blame him. Like, if something's working, don't try and make something else work. Mm. But I do think Zombie Powder would have been quite good.
Exactly. I think it would have been a really cool retro, early 2000s anime that people would, to this day, be quoting and revisiting if it was a, continue to be a thing. Then again, then that means that would change what Bleach is today. Because imagine if Bleach started a little later, closer to 2010, something like that. Let's say it started around, when Soul Eater started, 2003 or 2008, or when the anime 2008.
Oh god!
Imagine if Bleach wasn't a 2010, well, after 2010 anime instead.
Probably not.
It probably would have never seen so much filler then,
Yeah.
Because the anime would, the manga would be progressing pretty well or whatever. And they could just go right through all the major arcs.
I think it would be a lot different. I think it would be shorter as well. I mean, anime these days, they aren't as long. You'll maybe get maybe 100 episodes in an anime.
Yeah, because nowadays, like, there's not a lot of, usually shows get sequels the same, like, year when the show comes out. They're like, oh, they've been announced that next, so-and-so will get a, second season. So, and that's what we've gotten with Bleach. We've probably been like, oh, we'll do the Quincy arc at some point next year or whatever, it's announced. Because today's not, things get in production so fast. You know, if it catches some popularity, they're like, oh, we gotta do a second season.
It's
what?
It was a manga first.
Oh, okay.
Then the anime came out and it started to get money from it, so now they're making another season of it. Like that. And it's purely because bad and diverse.
Just like that.
It's just crazy how much the fans control.
Exactly, because I just saw recently someone brought up My Hero Academia. And Horikoshi, in like the first volume, they were just remembering that the message in like the first page. They were like, this is like, I forget how many, if this was his third manga title or second or fourth or whatever, but it was like his third or fourth chance writing the, for a new story. And he was like, hopefully this one lasts a little longer. He was kind of playing a joke, because his other series had been cut short. And I mean, look at My Hero Academia now. It's you can't escape it. It's everywhere.
I think
it caught fire so fast.
Slow burner.
And that manga was like, that started years ago. Yeah. Because it didn't get animated until like several hundred, almost 100, over 100 chapters. Nowadays, if a manga gets pretty popular, it may get animated before even it gets, 100 chapters.
And it just takes one person really shares it, and it just spreads, and that's it. Like, it just takes one person.
It really does.
That's totally crazy. So, but there's so many contradictions.
It's since we're kind of on the subject with these authors with secondary and third, tertiary, I don't know what third is, but other works, you have with Burn the Witch, which I hope, it's only four chapters, it's just a mini series. But I hope we do get I hope it catches fire so we get a full length weekly kind of thing, because I would love I really do miss Titan. Hey, I really miss Kubo. I kind of miss reading Bleach.
Where they've said, "Oh yeah, it is still in the Bleach verse." I don't like it because it is obviously purely just to get more money.
So yeah, okay. So do you like that or you don't like it?
But there's nothing.
Yeah, I feel the same. I was just wondering to see if you felt the same.
There's nothing. The only theme is art style.
I think it. Yeah, it's really, and that's what I thought it was going to be. When I remember when Burn when the One Shot came out, 2016, 2017, whatever. I thought it was just it's like cool witches. He's done Shinigami, so I guess witches is kind of cool. Different thing to do, but to say that it's in like a basically in the same universe, so and not even the same universe, but within like the same world, like in London, reverse London. That means there's Soul Society branches in other countries. That means in America, that there could be a group of maybe Shinigami or witches or just some other group of people that either deal with hollows or dragons. Or that's, it's crazy to think about.
You totally the don't door, catch my
the can
joke,
of worms
so
that he opened.
That they will keep my joke in.
What?
Yes.
Well, that's up to them. And was it good production? They're already nodding their head. Damn it. they're already nodding their head. All right, look. If your jokes want to stick, Bo, they have to take some time. It's a gradual pace, okay? You know, my unprofessional sips of water during shows. Look, it's a slow burn. Hey, look, you talk yourself. You like the slow burn.
I just looked
and
at
this is
going to
be a slow burn.
Shit, 2 hours.